brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continual national coverage of the 2006 New World Order stolen election. This morning, I spent a full hour looking at the different national maps. Some of them vary a little bit, but they agree predominantly that the Republicans, according to scientific polls, will lose at least 17 House seats and probably 2 to 4, depending on the analysis you look at. This is even by people like Robert Novak, who's pretty darn good at it, and he's a big Republican, big neocon. 17 House, 2 to 4 Senate seats. And if you look at the maps that the Wall Street Journal and CNN and others have of contested races, you notice that that's where the vote flipping, the machine crashing, the machine shutdowns are happening. It's happening from Palm Beach, Florida, to Austin, Texas, to Ohio. It's just happening everywhere. And we got Bev Harris coming up in the third hour with about the big HBO special, Hacking Democracy. We've got Michael Rivera with his analysis joining us in a few minutes. We'll open phones with your reports of election fraud and, quote, problems in every contested area. Of course, it's mainly popping up there, very obvious. But right now, the head of Vote Rescue right here in Austin, Texas, Vicky Karp, who for the last 3-4 years has really been making big inroads exposing the fraudulent nature of the electronic no-paper ballot systems, getting reports of big problems pouring in. Yeah, Vicky, please, I know you, as we talk to you, you're getting dozens of calls, as you said, from your poll watchers and people out there reporting problems. If you would, check in with us at the end of this hour and the end of the next hour with little 5-minute reports of, just as a microcosm, what's happening here in Austin, Texas and Travis County.
That would be great. I'd love to. I want to caution voters against voting a straight party ticket because there are manipulations that tend to occur, have occurred in the past with these hard-inner civic machines in the presidential election. Strangely enough, only one vote flipped, and that was from Kerry to Bush when people tried to vote a straight Democratic
ticket.
That's
right. They go into the box, and in fact, from the research, they found that's what some of the other companies do. The, quote, hack malfunction is it takes the straight party ticket and flips that, so you're giving them those numbers of votes, a grouping to do that with.
Exactly, and a lot of people don't go back and properly check their ballot before they hit that cast ballot button, and that's where we lose votes that way. And, I'm looking at some reports that have come in around from around the country, too. I've got a couple of good ones just real quick, a couple of headlines from Brad Blog. San Diego County Registrar assigns high school students as touchscreen inspectors. That's one. And here's another good one. Florida candidate finds unattended voting machines in Pinellas County. And then reports of vote flipping, massive vote flipping from Democrat to Republican. I think it's somewhere in California on a radio station was reporting. I don't know the exact location yet.
What about 840 special federal helpers dispatched by Bush?
I know I'll sleep better tonight. How about you?
Yeah, they're out there making sure everything's okay for us.
Right.
And, of course, Pinellas counties were some of the more famous openly where they got caught, election fraud took place.
Yeah, I think Bev may have been down there when she was doing her Volusia County investigations last year. I'm so glad you're having her on today. That HBO special, if people haven't watched it yet, I'm sure you're already promoting it. Thank goodness you are and others are, and it's been a real eye-opener for those Americans that still have not realized or believed that we have electronic vote theft going on.
Well, Vicky Karp, they told us, exactly, they told us we couldn't win, they told us we couldn't fight back, they told us we were three-headed monsters, that we were kooks. Now 90%+ of Americans know it's a fraud, and we're going to defeat them on this issue, too. And you were there from the start, you were there telling them that you weren't going to go along with the fraud.
And it's because I was listening to your show and I heard you interviewing Bev Harris that I got involved in this. So I still want to thank you for that, Alex.
No, I want to thank you for hearing the call and getting with us on the front line, side by side, against the New World Order. Check in with us in the last 5 minutes of this hour, if you can, Vicky Karp. And check in with us at the end of the third hour. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You bet. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Toll-free number to join us with reports from around the country of election fraud, of flipping votes, of machines crashing, of special federal helpers being on scene when it happens. I've looked at maps of the key battleground states, the key battleground congressional seats up for grabs. Even mainline neocons say the Republicans should lose at least 17 House seats, 2 to 4 Senate seats. That's what Novak's saying. But Rove's saying they're not going to lose anything. In fact, they might have a landslide. And you notice, and I guess we're noticing this morning, I was looking at it, I was going, wait, machine problems in Connecticut, machine problems in Florida, machine problems in Ohio, machine problems in Pennsylvania, machine problems in Texas, machine problems in California, machine problems in Oregon, machine problems in New Mexico. All the same key battleground areas. Now, there's some problems in other areas as well, and some of this is because there's no oversight and these machines are fraud-based and, you know, they just don't care because there's no oversight, but a lot of it is fraud, and we're having big fraud and problems. It's a mix of it here in Travis County where Austin is, where I'm broadcasting from, in the geographical heart of Texas, in the geographic heart of Texas. So it's real. It's happening again. 35% of the country has the new machines that the government paid for with the Help Americans Vote Act of Chucky Schumer and George Bush. They both sponsored it and wrote it together. The White House and Chucky Schumer, the dual citizen of Israel. I mean, just we're a totally dominated and controlled nation. And this is why you see the arrogance of government, where polls show that 97% don't want toll roads. They just do it. 99% don't like the New London Kelo decision to let private interests grab your private property and pay off local politicians. It actually says that. They don't care. They laugh at us. 90% don't want open borders and want sovereignty and don't want the SPP.gov, world government system, North American Union. They don't care. For political news junkies who've been watching this for years, we're seeing a new attitude out of government. Despotism, a smirk. And it's because they know that they are taking total control and they've got the will to do it. But I don't think they estimated how many of us would have the will to resist them. And all of their illusion is imploding. Before we go to Michael Rivero, I just want to tell you, you need to visit whatreallyhappened.com every day. It's one of the four sites I visit repeatedly daily. He's got some of the best election coverage. Quite frankly, that's one of the places we go to grab stories that he's found and his listeners have found to post at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he just does a great job. He also graciously last week put a link to Amazon.com where you could buy my new film, Terror Storm, for $11.19. We priced it so low, folks, that I make about 45 cents a piece on them. It's about getting the info out. That's why I put it out for free on Google Video. But Amazon did sell out of them, and then they have changed the link that everybody linked to where you went to other products. A lot of weirdness that my distributor says he's never seen before. So just like Google censored us and erased repeatedly and admitted they erased, accidentally, of course, our viewer tallies, which push us to the top of the 100, every time we get up into the top 20 or so, they would erase us because that's where most people do their video viewing, is in the Google top 100. Millions of potential new viewers are found there. So they're trying to stop us right now, and I'm asking you, even if you've already ordered Terror Storm, buy it as a gift for your spouse or your neighbor, or buy it and donate it to the library locally. That's a good idea, isn't it? Or give it to your professor or your school teacher or to your best friend. You got a birthday coming up next week for your neighbor or your son or daughter. Go to Amazon.com and order it. By the way, they've got it in stock. They took delivery yesterday. They never say 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. When they sold out last week, they were saying 4 to 6 weeks, which is keeping people from ordering it. Every trick in the book, and you'd think they'd want to make money. In publishing and in filmmaking, well, look, Diebold tried to block Hacking Democracy, Bev Harris's new video. They're doing everything they can. They called theaters around the country openly and threatened them not to carry Aaron Russo's film. They called ABC and said, don't interview Aaron Russo on Good Morning America. They called radio stations up and blocked him. I deal with this all the time. Oh, we were going to have you on, but we've been told not to have you on. Sometimes they're truthful. Sometimes they just say, oh, no, we're not going to do it now. Don't let them have their way. Push it to number one on Amazon.com. We got to number nine. I saw it at number nine. I'm told it went to number eight. Let's push it up there to number one. Then I can say we hit number one. It's a great way to hype it and get others to get it. It's people who order it around the country, different chains, use that as their number one indicator on what to order. And then after it goes to number one, I will shut up about it. But now is the time to drive it back to number one. It's still on the top 100, but a long way from number one. Help us. If you can afford it, go buy 20 copies. You've never heard me talk like this. I'm asking you for your help. All right, I'm going to shut up. He's going to be with us for the balance of the broadcast, riding shotgun into the next hour with Bev Harris, who's extremely busy. We're honored to have her joining us. We're going to have Vicky Karp locally with Vote Rescue, with massive evidence of, quote, problems and fraud pouring in Central Texas. She'll be popping in with five-minute reports at the end of this hour and the next hour. I know we have loaded phone lines. We'll be taking her calls as well each segment. With continual coverage is the one guy I wanted to have on, and that's Michael Rivero. I'm glad his monthly interview date just happened to fall on this date because I was already planning to set him up last week until I noticed he was already set up. I said, shut him up for November 7th, and Kevin, my producer, said he's already set up. Michael Rivero, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me again, especially on such an important day.
Well, it's always great to have you, Mike, and you're one of the most favorite guests with our listeners. You've got the floor for 6 minutes. Give us your analysis of what's coming in around the country and what you see happening.
Well, before I do that, I just wanted to back up to TerrorStorm real quick, because something that your readers may want to do, under the rules by which cable TV companies are allowed to operate in the U.S., they have a thing called public access channels. And you can go in there with a copy of a DVD of TerrorStorm or anything else you feel is an important thing the community should see, and they have to let you put it on the air. And you might want to even put a note on your little website saying authorized for showing on community access cable TV channels, and that way people around the country could get a copy of it. They can go into the cable TV company. They can get it aired. The first time I saw the video, the Clinton Chronicles, was on a public access channel here in Hawaii, and it floored me that you could go out and get... Yeah, and so that's an important venue for people to take TerrorStorm into. Now, having gotten that, we're seeing all kinds of reports of vote problems, long lines, machines not working, oh my goodness, we forgot the power cords. And at the same time, we're starting to see a flood of articles hit the mainstream press, sort of pre-explaining away why the Republicans are going to do well in this election. One of the most bizarre came out about an hour ago, basically saying that scientists had proven somehow that rainy weather was going to keep the Democrats indoors, but Republicans would go out and vote anyway, and therefore anywhere it's raining we should expect to see a Republican plurality.
So we see a preparatory move saying don't trust exit polls, the rainy weather kept the Democrats, oh, it wasn't going to be a landslide. They're now explaining to us why the Republicans aren't going to lose.
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's a pre-spin going on there. And even though there are supposedly no exit polls, the Wall Street Journal just now put up an article saying Republicans see edge from early voting. See, we're winning already, guys.
And Drudge and Limbaugh and Bortz and all their disinformation officers have been spouting the same line for 2 weeks.
Yeah, and it really is, and yet the independent, reliable polls that we can get are continuing to show a Democrat gain.
Zogby, Mason-Dixon.
Yes, and frankly, I as much as I would love to see a change in the administration and the Congress, I do feel that we're heading for another massive vote theft. I would love to be proven wrong on this one, and unfortunately, there's almost a dual-edged sword going on here. Because there are so many reports of vote fraud and problems. If the GOP loses massively this election, Bush could turn around and say, well, look at all the election fraud we had going on. It was those darn Democrats. And you know, might do something dramatic like even declare the election invalid.
But if he steals it, it's going to cause a revolution.
I would tend to agree with you. I mean, we're seeing, you know, the mainstream media is trying to ignore what's going on in Mexico, but there were 3 bombings in Mexico City today, and all of this, you know, really goes back to that fraudulent presidential election. The Mexicans are just not going to stand to have their government stolen.
They've been taking over cities.
Yeah, and they stand a good chance of winning because even people within the government realize that, you know, they've lost the moral high ground on that one.
Greg Palast agrees with you. He wrote an article last night saying how the 2006 midterm was stolen.
Yeah, and I'm afraid he's right. I hope the American people will get angry about it, because it is inexcusable that a nation that is one of the most technologically advanced on Earth, that put men on the moon, built space stations, that we can't make a voting system that is tamper-proof and honest and transparent. I don't believe that, not for a moment. Especially when you have some of our voting machines are made by the same company that makes automated teller machines that don't lose a penny from one end of this country to the other, and yet they can't make a voting machine that can keep track of the votes? I don't buy that.
Well, I agree with you. Just the arrogant aplomb that we're witnessing. Now, if the Republicans only lose 10 seats and maybe one Senate seat, that'll be called a loss, but that will be evidence of a fraud, because they don't have total control in every precinct or every congressional district in the country. So would you say that we can dub it fraud, because all the polls show that the Republicans should have a massive landslide loss? It's still going to be a fraud, even if they have a moderate loss.
Yeah, I would say that at this point we can pretty much conclude fraud is taking place regardless of the outcome of the election. What is the sole cause for hope is that enough people are going to get out and vote, and it's going to be such a landslide that the vote fraud won't be able to overcome it, because vote fraud only works with close races. It only works where there's only a few percentage points change needed.
or it becomes too obvious and people know there's a fraud. And if there's going to be a fraud, we need to force them to have, you know, a 10% difference in exit polls and scientific polls. This will be the third time it will be proven to everyone. They stole the last two, that evidence that we had vote fraud. They do it a third time. I think it's going to be the coup de grace. Michael Rivera, WhatReallyHappened.com, joins us with analysis. This is the 2006 midterm elections. Continual coverage on the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that those seeking to destroy America and merge us into an all-powerful one-world government said that they support every movement to centralize all authority in Washington, D.C., and therefore bypass the state governments? That way they would have only one battle to win, Washington, D.C. Have we witnessed the accumulation of power in Washington and bypassing the states over the last 50 years? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
I'm Alex Jones, waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Thank you for joining us. Michael Rivera riding shotgun for the balance of the broadcast. Bev Harris, expert on election fraud, tracking it, chronicling, writing books on it, and now a big HBO special that's aired multiple times in the last week. She'll be joining us. Right now, let's go to some calls. Callers, please have your questions or comments about the election quick and succinct so we can get to everybody. And I appreciate you calling. Alex in Connecticut, welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Fine.
Good. I just voted today, and just wanted to know about the machines, if this is good. We had a paper ballot, and it's, I guess, paper slash electronic, and what you do is...
Yeah, it's got the bubbles, like a test. You, like, scribble in the points.
Yeah, and then the thing eats it after you you scan it in, and then that's it. Is that...
Those are better than the new machines, because the new machines have no record, no way to prove it. Coast to coast with the old machines, they still computerize them, but then people could pay for recounts. The problem is the same county clerks or election officials that ran the original fraud can then just refeed them and come up with the same fraud yet again. So we need to go back to pure paper. Then you find out the next day, but it's hard to centralize it. The reason the new machines are even worse than the Scantron computerized paper ballot is because before, locals had to steal it and cheat it normally. With these new ones, you can have centralized orders over the wireless networks go out to them, or pre-positioned fraud systems built into the cards put into the machines, and we've, again, had their own engineers go public and say they were hired to engage in fraud. Michael Rivero?
Yeah, the problem is that you need to design a system up front that prevents these kind of frauds, but what we're seeing are systems in which the means to commit these kind of frauds are very clearly built in.
Yeah, that's right.
The issue of being able to load the memory cards with software that gets run only on election day, that's been documented. The ability to preload the cards with non-zero votes to swing the election has been documented. It is clearly a system that is really wide open to all kinds of fraud and tampering.
And by the way, with the big four companies, you see the very same things being built in. I mean, these aren't back doors. These are giant city gates. I mean, these things are made. Engineers who have bought the machines and then reverse engineered them, it sometimes takes minutes for them to break in and set it up for fraud. They are designed for fraud.
Yeah, it is really very easy to tamper them. Certain features of the machines clearly indicate a desire to allow them to be changed on the fly without notice during election day. What you were saying before about the same people doing the recounts that did the original elections, we had a contested election here in Hawaii some years ago, and it was a governor's race, and it was highly contested, and the governor basically, who had won re-election, said, "I will resign if fraud is proven," but then they turned around and said, "Well, before we do an actual recount, let's just have the machines checked," and then they went back to the company, ES&S, that had provided the machines, and said, "You check these machines for us, and if it turns out there's a problem, you don't get the money that we promised to pay you."
So they asked the weasel.
ES&S came back and said, you know, they work. And the governor said, "Well, we don't need a recount," and that was kind of the end of the issue.
So they go back to the weasel to do an investigation at the hen house.
Absolutely. And there is no outside oversight. As I talk to people about the issue of vote fraud, they are stunned to find out that the company that does the vote counting on national elections, that it is a company. It's not a government agency. It's not a citizens group. It is a company that is owned by the major media, TV networks and key newspapers. It's a private company, and nobody is looking at what they're doing. Nobody's keeping track. Nobody's checking up on them. And most Americans are completely unaware of this.
All right, Alex, I appreciate your call. Let's go to one more. Rob in Pennsylvania, welcome.
Aloha, Michael. How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to confirm, I had to hold my nose and listen to the local Clear Channel station here last week in my car because, unfortunately, we don't get you on the air. But I heard one of the most farcical things last week. Limbaugh was saying that the early voting was going to benefit the Republicans, and therefore they would not be able to give any meaningful exit polling data because
when all the data
Republicans
shows
already had it won.
Sure, it shows that Democrats are going in droves, almost 2-1 in some areas of the country, in early voting, falsely believing that that stops the tampering when they still just feed those into machines.
Correct. And again, the story, Michael, that you had brought up about the Republicans come out in the tend to come out in the rain. That's just got to be one of the most laughable things I've ever heard.
I got a laugh out of that one.
Yeah. But thanks, guys. Congratulations on the hard work you're doing, and we're winning.
We are going to win this thing, yeah. The key here is the pre-spin off talking points that Michael Rivero was just talking about, where they're saying, oh, don't believe the exit polls, oh, the rain, oh, ignore all those scientific polls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Salk-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend.
It's sad to see what our country has turned into.
Everyone I know.
Most analysts, most constitutional scholars officially say the Republic is dead, officially, with the signing of the Defense Authorization Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, signed the same day that Bush signed the evil twin, the Military Commissions Act, H.R. 6166, continual coverage of the election. Clear evidence, the same pattern in every key battleground area where neocons are going to lose. We are seeing, quote, massive problems. We know these companies have stolen the elections the last three times. They're doing it yet again in front of everyone. But in the past, Americans couldn't bring themselves to believe this. Now people have been educated. Now it's even a watered-down version, I have to say. I've seen it now. It's been on HBO. It's pretty darn good. The people now are being able to face the horror, not just that horror, but the lie of the Iraq War, the lie of 9/11, lies about the economy, everything. Michael Rivero, give us your analysis, not just on this election today as we track it, but what you see happening in the next few weeks. I mean, will Bush, if he's able to steal this election again or minimize Republican losses with his allied Democrats in there, do you think he'll see this as a green light for Israel to go back into Lebanon? They're saying they may go back into Lebanon. They may strike. Haaretz is reporting today, as well as the Jerusalem Post. I know this because I saw it at whatreallyhappened.com, that they may go ahead and go into Syria or attack Syria out of the blue. Or if they lose, will they see it as a green light? What do you see happening there?
Well, I'm afraid that the outcome of today's election is not likely to have much of an impact at all on the overall war agenda for the Mideast. I think, if anything, it might have a significant effect on the timetable. If, in fact, Bush loses control of both houses of Congress, he's still got 2 months to do basically anything he wants to with the current Congress. And certainly it appears that a major military operation is already being prepared, probably for Iran. Israel certainly wants Syria gotten rid of and basically balkanized. So I think that is still going to go on. After the first of the year with a new Congress, it's going to become more and more difficult for Bush to pursue the war agenda. So if there is a loss of Congress for Bush today, I would expect the invasion of Iran to be happening, you know, within a few days at most. We do have to wait, of course, for the various legal challenges that are inevitably going to...
Cover that in a minute. I want to go back to something you just said, because I agree with you.
Yep.
You think it may actually corner the rat even further to strike out if they lose, because they know that will then trigger impeachment hearings.
Well, even without impeachment hearings, and of course I'm appalled by Nancy Pelosi saying that there will be no impeachment hearings even if the Democrats win.
Well, who is she to say that? She doesn't, I mean, she may not be able to control them.
Well, she may not be able to, but I think it's still a very, very terrible thing to be saying. But even without impeachment, which is going to be very hard to come about because they're all kind of complicit in what's been going on, with a Democratic Congress basically saying we don't want to go any further on this military action, you know, it's going to bring the war agenda basically to a standstill. And as far as I'm concerned,
so
that's
you're saying he
right
may
there.
Want to launch the attack before the Democrats and the new Congress organizes?
Absolutely, he would want to do that. And it may be more than just Iran. If they've got 4 or 5 different countries they want to attack, we're probably going to see a major escalation in the Mideast. There may be some false flag attacks to try and kick it off. And regain the support of the American people. I don't think Americans are going to fall for that. The poll numbers in terms of Americans trusting the government, believing the official story about Iraq, or believing the official story about 9/11 for that matter, the numbers continue to go against Bush. So I think it's just going to be a case of blustering his way through from now until the new Congress is seated.
Michael Rivero, so many of your predictions, so much of your analysis has come true. I really can't think of a time when you've been wrong, and unfortunately, I tend to agree with much of what you're saying. I don't like it. I don't like the fact. I mean, do you feel like you've been robbed, that you'd be living another life? I mean, I'm just sick of this, and it just disgusts me to see it getting worse and worse.
Well, yeah, we can all sit and speculate about what life would be like had we managed to derail a lot of what was going on when it started becoming apparent this was the direction the nation was going, about 14, 15 years ago. But it's kind of a waste, because we are where we are, and what we need to really focus on is what's going on today and what can we do to change the course for what's going to happen tomorrow. We are in a very perilous situation. The Bush has become the dictator he used to joke about. In the face of rigged and phony elections, the American people have lost control of their own government, and of course that is an extraordinarily dangerous situation.
So you agree with the analysis, it's pretty much unanimous, that Bush has now announced the power of a dictator. The question is, will he be able to implement it? And out of hubris, he may go ahead and drive through with the sheer power of his own inertia, but it's just horrible.
Well, under the existing laws that have been written to cover national emergencies, all Bush needs is a crisis of some kind, and he could, under laws already in effect, he could suspend the Constitution and the Congress and make himself president for life. Now, I don't see him doing that because of the simple fact that I really don't think the American people would really sit still for that. They may sit still for yet another stolen election.
Plus, Mike, he's a puppet. The elite like to play good cop, bad cop, and put in somebody else to kind of slow down our momentum.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the reasons we've seen the neocons in the last few weeks really start to turn on Bush. It may be that they're simply saying, okay, we've used up the Republicans as much as we can. Let's start making nice with the Democrats and start using them for our plans for the next few years.
Yeah, the whole Lieberman-Hillary wing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now Rupert Murdoch believes in global warming and the global tax. Now he believes in Hillary. Now he's financing Al Gore.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's just a case of the Republicans and the Democrats are really just two faces of the same corruption, and they just flip them off every once in a while, so we're allowed to feel like we're really making a choice. But it reminds me of the old game that babysitters used to play. They'd be taking care of a little person, and they'd say, I will give you a choice. You can either go to bed at 8 o'clock or at 8:30. And the kid would say, oh, well, I want to go to bed at 8:30. And the child would then go to bed without fuss and argument at 8:30, thinking he had a choice, when the real agenda was to get the kid asleep by 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
And,
no, I agree. That's a great analogy. It's the false choice paradigm.
Yeah, absolutely. And the Republican versus Democrat is a false paradigm, because ultimately they all have the same agenda, which is ruling the country, extracting as much taxes as they can from us by any means that they can, and just to keep the party going on as long as possible.
There's a problem, though. The elite isn't as hardworking as the David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger old guard, and I've talked to many analysts who study Bilderberg, Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, CFR, Club of Rome, International Affairs, that the new crop that is now rising to total control are a bunch of crazy playboys, are a bunch of drug addicts, are a bunch of bathhouse gays, and that they're not listening to their analysts anymore. They don't work 18 hours a day. Bill Clinton was kind of the new guard, but worked like the old guard. He did work 18 hours a day. He partied a little in the other hours. But, I mean, I do see a new decadence kind of pervading the Roman emperors that makes their management that much more dangerous.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think it's a common feature throughout history that every time that there is a major change in the way a nation operates, the first people in there worked hard to make it happen, and they have a great deal of respect for what it took to get there, right or wrong, and they will attempt to take care of the situation that they've created. But as the new generation comes along and they simply inherit the wealth and power, they don't have any respect for what it took to get there, and they tend to treat it like anything else they've inherited. It's just something that's there for them to play with and use.
Oh, Oh, boy. So from a sociological perspective, it's not just the elite degenerating, the general population is degenerating. That's a large group. A large group is waking up. We see a renaissance always in a decadent cycle. Near the bottom of the decadent cycle, we see the genesis, the rebirth of those that will then be the new leaders of the society and set it back on the right course. How long do you think it'll take for us to dig out of this deep pit?
Well, my favorite outcome for what's going on will be that the current U.S. government is going to collapse of its own decadence and rot and debt the way the former USSR did. And there will be a little bit of confusion and chaos, and then we'll form a new nation by the American people, for the American people, and not working for a foreign government. And free from all that accumulated debt, we'll probably do very well for ourselves. Certainly if you look at the Russian republics today, financially, they've paid off all their debt, their economy is booming, and they're doing, quite well. In this country, one of the things that is really working against a speedy rebound is that we've allowed so much of our manufacturing to go away, and to go to foreign countries, and we've been losing manufacturing for 30 years, and it could take as long as 30 years to really get back world leadership in high-technology manufacturing. But it's a road that we're going to have to travel if we're ever going to get the respect and moral authority of this country back again.
I agree with you. I want to go to some calls right now. Let's take calls, then we'll get into more of the election fraud as it begins to develop. We're going to get a little check-in from Vicki Karp with Austin, Central Texas, Vote Rescue, and Bev Harris joins us in the next hour. Right now, let's talk to Robert in California, then Chris, and many others. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, good morning, sirs. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, just a little reporting. My boss called in, so she's going to be a little late. Now, she votes out in Riverside, and they're having problems with their polls. Machines are breaking down.
Yeah, everywhere. They're basically breaking down in every county, every city.
Now, my other question is well, these last three elections, we have some facts and numbers. Is somebody going to put all this together showing that the you know, in hard facts, this fraud that's been going on?
A congressman in Gore Vidal wrote a book detailing it for the 2004 election. The New York Times wouldn't review it. Detailed analysis had been done proving that all the rules of voting had been broken in the past. Exit polls were very trustworthy. Scientific polls were very trustworthy, with between 2 and 3 percentage points. Now we see people who are anti-incumbent, anti-establishment, who are going to win by 10, 15 points, losing to establishment or incumbents who are showing that they're going to lose. And this gets more and more pronounced each election cycle. And so we're just seeing an exact repeat, but even more pronounced than what we saw in the last three elections. Michael Rivera?
Yeah, we're seeing this incredible disparity between what people seem to be talking about in the streets and the final official results. And, of course, this year they're not allowing any exit polls to get out early because they're afraid of leaks to blogs saying thus and so is winning in a particular contest. And what, you know, that's just the excuse, because what they're in effect doing is they're going to hold the exit polls until they know what the official results are supposed to be. So they can say, our exit polls show this, and by golly, weren't we accurate this year. But the reality is that we are going to see a lot of very questionable outcomes. And even if we don't look at the issue of the outcomes of who wins, with this many problems being reported across the country, people unable to vote, machines doing the wrong vote, the bottom line is that this entire election is simply not credible, because we don't know what the results really were. And every time, you know, we get one of these reports of election fraud, we will inevitably get the mainstream media saying, well, yes, there was a problem, but it doesn't change the final outcome. How can they know? Because if you have one case of vote fraud you have discovered in a particular precinct, you cannot rule out the fact that there's other vote fraud you have completely missed. Therefore, you cannot state that the vote fraud you have discovered doesn't change the final outcome. It's an impossible statement to make.
Well, plus there's just the hubris we're witnessing, where the people are against all the policies of globalization and the New World Order, but for the first time in modern history, the establishment just thumbs their nose and giggles. That shows that they're not worried about the voter.
Yeah, that's
no,
true.
They absolutely... Yeah, they absolutely are not, and it's one of the reasons why all these anti-war protests and all these petitions that we've been doing for the last couple of years are completely ineffective, because in a country with honest elections, a politician would look out the window and every protest sign he saw and every name on a petition was a vote for his rival.
And that's seen as, and by the way, a petition signature is seen as between 100 and 200 potential votes, just like any phone call is. Finish up what you wanted to say, Robert.
Yeah, well, pretty much it's just like you said. They know the outcome because they say it so, and they're most of the news is pre-written anyway. So.
But it's like Mike always says, make a dictator act like a dictator. this is a losing game they're playing.
Yes, it is, and sorry to say, because my family has been in this country for way over 200 years on one side, and the other half were waving the boats in on the first half, and it's hard to see this country just go down the hill.
It is sad, my friend. Michael Rivero is our guest, giving us continual in-depth analysis of election fraud, New World Order crime syndicate takeover 2006. We'll get a check-in here with Vicki Karp. Continue with your phone calls. Then 8 minutes in the next hour, Bev Harris will be joining us. She's the star of the new HBO special, Hacking Democracy. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We have America Freedom to Fascism in stock. You get it for $19.95, proving the Federal Reserve is private, run for profit, hijacking our country, passing the Federal Reserve Act, passing the Income Tax Act fraudulently. It gets into the whole control grid. Such an important film by the famous Hollywood director and producer Aaron Russo. You can get Terror Storm for $9.95 from InfoWars.com. Lowest price you'll find it anywhere, even lower than Amazon.com, when you get it with America Freedom to Fascism. Or buy America Freedom to Fascism by itself if you wish. We're trying to drive Terror Storm to number one on the Amazon video bestseller list. It's very important. It'll mean that distributors and suppliers and chains all over the country will make a big move to carry it in the front of their stores instead of hiding one or two copies in the back of every store. Please get Terror Storm via Amazon.com and get America Freedom to Fascism, which is not available at Amazon. It's only available a few places, and one of them is Infowars.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3133. They can steal elections, they can pull all sorts of frauds, they can even try to shut down the internet with internet too, but they cannot stop you from getting the DVD of Terror Storm and making copies of it. So please take action. Please go to Infowars.com or JonesReport.com, and it links directly through to where you can get it at Amazon.com. Mike, that's weird how Amazon changed the link we had to where it didn't go to the video, and I talked about distributor. They never do that.
Yeah, and well, I think what they're trying to do is simply they saw the huge number of hits coming in there and said, well, let's, you know, we don't have the DVD, let's try and get these people to buy something different. So I think it was taking unfair advantage of all the publicity that, the Terror Storm was getting, and, I'm not sure if it's actionable or not. You need to talk to a lawyer about that, but it's definitely, I think, unethical. They should have put the link simply to a page saying, we are in the process of getting new copies.
Well, I mean, it takes 2 days for the regional warehouses to get it to them, and then normally all they do is say, you know, that it'll take a few extra days to get it. And then they do have it now, by the way, folks. We're trying to make them change it to say they do. I mean, it's just sick. It's just look, it shows we're having an effect.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, any time that you're over the target, you're going to be drawing flack, as some of my readers like to say. And when you see this kind of game playing going on, you need to look at the owners of the company in question and say, what is their political affiliation? What is their political agenda? Because one of the unfortunate aspects you will find is when you get to people who have, you know, very large amounts of money and they're not worried about making next month's mortgage payment, they start occupying themselves by saying, well, I'm going to reshape the world according to my particular set of beliefs. And very often we have seen in this society where people will use the companies they own to try and affect the world. And we're not just talking mainstream media. We're talking about, companies like the PayPal scandal, where PayPal just suddenly started freezing the accounts of websites like mine and saying, we're going to hold on to your money for 6 months while we make sure that nothing illegal has been done. And just inflicting, minor irritations like that because of the political biases of the ownership of the company. So if you're getting this kind of treatment, it means, as you say, you're being effective.
Let's go ahead and take a call. Chris in New Jersey, then Brad, Dave, or Brandy, Dave, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Chris.
Hey, Alex, Mike, how you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to report. I'm voting in the 5th District here in Warren County. I like to say that nothing happened out of the ordinary, which was great.
You just went in and now did you vote on an old-fashioned machine or the new fancy?
No, it was a touchscreen. Yeah. Everything went off great.
Now, you have to understand, though, just because it shows who you've really voted for doesn't mean that's not manipulated inside the computer.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. The second point I wanted to bring up was a gentleman earlier talked about arming yourself.
Yes.
He made a good point about gun shows. That's probably the best place to buy any kind of things. You don't want to go to Walmart. You don't want to go to Cabela's.
Yeah, you want to
send your information right to the government.
I agree. You want to do a private purchase. You won't get as big a selection, but you can do a private purchase with the folks walking around with two or three guns in their hands, selling them. That is a gun that's totally untraceable. And anything else you want to add?
No, just keep
okay. Thank you, thank you.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today, or call toll free 877-300-7645.